Okay, the Siyata Deshmaya, we're up to Simin Shin Bey's Sif Heth. And in order to understand the basic issues that relate to these halachos, we need to point out the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Daled. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us, Shir Yotso Zehu Kibuso, that when a garment is soaked, so it's considered as if it is going to be laundered. Now the Gemara there differentiates between a beged of or, if the beged is made of leather, or the beged is made of a garment. If the beged is made of leather, so then in such a case, kibbutz will only apply if you put water on the garment and you rub it. But if you just put water on top, then in such a case, that would not qualify as kibbutz. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim tells us. So let's see that part in the Mechaber. And then we're going to have three different opinions in regards to how to be magdir shir yaso zehu kibbutzo, which will lead us to the halacha lemaisa. So the Mechaber says as follows in Shin Bei Siftet. Mutar lite mayim agave mino l'shach shecho. One is allowed to put water on top of a shoe in order to clean it. Why? Because we mentioned that in order to clean the leather, it's not enough to put water on top. The way in which the Mishnah Berurah describes it halfway through Sifkatan Lamed Beis is lo mikri kibbutz ba'oros ad she kibbutz gomer. Until you do a full-fledged kibbutz, it's not going to be considered issue of laundering. Hainu shemeshafshei tzido zelzet. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if you put water, but l'chapso, and you put water on and you rub it against each other. I'm a beged, but when it comes to a beged is different. Beged sheyesha of lichluch asar afilu shach shechol. There it's asar even to add water, says the Mechaber on the second line on 176. The zehu kibuso, that's already considered laundering. El mekancho b'smartut b'kal below b'dochek pen yisot. So therefore, the only way you could clean is by, if you have a stain, let's say you add a little bit of chalent that fell onto your garment, then you can't, in such a case, you can't add water to the garment, but rather you're allowed to take a smartut, to take a napkin, and remove it. So this is the basic rule. However, there are three other shitas harishonim within Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso that will manifest in the coming Ramah and then the next Mechaber. And that is, does the rule of Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso apply even to a clean garment? Everybody agrees that if you have a chon stain and you put water on it, we will say Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso, adding the water is going to be considered kibbutz. But what happens if the garment is clean? So here we have three shitas. One shita is, yes, the Tesis on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis in Shabbos says, yes, there's no problem of kibbutz when it comes to a clean garment. The only time there's going to be a problem of kibbutz is when the garment is dirty. Yes, the only time that there's going to be Isur of kibbutz is when the garment is dirty. Then, Tosa suggests that this will be the explanation for a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no problem for a person to walk through water to go to visit his Rebbe to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel. The question is, what about Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso? So there Tosa says, I'll tell you why. Because the garment was clean. If the garment was clean, so in such a case it's mutter. Tosis then quotes Rabbeinu Tam that gave a different answer. Re matza muga b'sefer Rabbeinu Tam. The re found a addendum in the sefer of Rabbeinu Tam, and in that sefer of Rabbeinu Tam recorded that in such a case the halacha is that it's going to be mutter to go visit your rabbi because it's derech lichluch. That it's the norm. It's not the normal way to wash. Because, what were they walking through? Let's say they were walking through the Jordan River. So you go rafting on the Jordan River, right? So would anybody say, when they go rafting, that they're going to clean their garments? Absolutely not. So therefore, it's derech lichluch. That is the second shita in the Balei Tosis. So let's see those two shitas over here within the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Ubeget Shein Alav Lichluch, continuing on to page 177, page Beites, and a beget that doesn't have any dirt on it, Mutter Laseis Alav Mayim Mu'atim, it's permissible to put a little bit of water. The reason why you're not allowed to put a lot of water, the Ramah goes on to say, is we're afraid you're going to be soaked, even though there's no problem, Asher Yotzeh Kibbutz, if you put in too much water. So this is Shita number two. The Mechaber points out the Magen Avram is of the opinion that the only time that's going to be usher is if there is dirt on it. But the Pashas of the Mechaber is that Asher Yotzeh Kibbutz, when it's dirty. Why do I say that? Because what does the Mechaber say? Beged sheyesh alav lichluch aser. That's what the Mechaber said on top of 176. So the Ramah's first opinion from the Baalei Tosfos, it seems to be the opinion of the Mechaber as well. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. The yesh osrim b'chol inyan. There's some who say that you can't add water in any instance. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, is halacha l'maisa l'chatchila, that the Mishnah Berurah writes, that lichatchila, not only is there a problem of kibbutz for adding water to a dirty garment, even adding water to a clean garment is also going to be a problem. There is a third shita that the Beis Yosef quotes. This is a shita of the Maharam Mirutenberg. The Maharam Mirutenberg doesn't have the heter that the Rabbeinu Tam had. What was Rabbeinu Tam's heter? Rabbeinu Tam's heter is derech lichluch, that even though it's aser to add water to a clean garment, because shir yoso zeu kibuso, however, if you're doing it derech lichluch, then it's going to be mutter. So if you take a look, Rabbeinu Tam's shita, before we see the third shita of Maharam Mirutenberg, is the following. V'lachain, take a look at the Ramah, I'm skipping intentionally. The Ramah, two lines from the bottom, we'll go back. V'lachain mutter l'nagiv yoda bebeged, shehitu botinok ne raglayim kidei levatlam. You're allowed to wipe your hands on a beged. She'ein zeh rak derech lichluch b'alma. Now what's this case? This is actually an extreme case. Before we get to the extreme case, let's just explain Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that even if the beged is clean, if you're adding water, but you're doing it in a way that's not the normal way to clean, it's the opposite. You're wiping your dirty hands with water on them. You cleaned off your hands, but there's water on them, and then you're putting it on. That's called derech lichluch. Then the halacha is that it's going to be, that's going to be mutter. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam also added that that's the way to solve an issue of where you have a baby's diaper. Remember, in those days, you didn't just take the diaper off and then throw it into the garbage. Can you imagine? I would imagine they had disposable, I have to ask my parents if they had disposable diapers when I was a baby. But for sure, my parents, there was no disposable diapers when they were a baby. So in such a case, it was pretty common that you had a garment that had a little bit of urine inside. Are you allowed to daven where there's urine on a garment? The answer is no. So what did they do? They used to be mavatel the urine. In Camp Half, we used to have shilas like this. Every once in a while, that in one of the campers, unfortunately, there was an accident in the shul. So the halacha is that if you pour water into the urine, so then it's mavatel the urine. So what happens if a mother wants to daven, and it's not so easy to simply throw the diaper away, it's not like today, so they would add water onto the garment. Oh, but we learned that even a clean garment, the halacha is that it doesn't have to be dirty with food stains. Even if it's clean, the halacha is shir yasa zeu kibuso. So what's the answer? The answer is if you do it derech lichluch, if you're wiping your hands on it derech lichluch, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So that's the usage of the Ramah of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So we have two Shitas, and we have Halacha Lamaisa. There is a third Shita, which is a Machlokid, which is a Chumrah, whether we have Halacha Lamaisa. And that is the Maharam Rutenberg and the Urayim did not accept even Rabbeinu Tam. That's how the Beis Yosef understands them. And he was of the opinion that Shir Yoso Zoe Kibuso applies even in a clean garment. And even Derech Lichluch might be a heter. So then, what's the reason that they walk through the water? He says, there's a chiluk between a beged semer and a beged pishtan. There's a distinction between the two. The beged semer, so that is going to be something that you would say shir yaso zehu kibuso. But a beged pishtan, there you don't say shir yaso zehu kibuso. That's the third shita. And therefore, comes along the mechaber in the name of the Urayim, harochet yadav, somebody who's washing his hands, look at this chumrah, tov l'naglam b'koach zubazu, better to wipe your hands together against each other, lo'hasar me'em ma'im, to remove the water, kifi yachalto, as much as you can, kodem she'ikan chen b'mapa, before you clean them on the mapa. What's this third shita? The third shita is that one should try in all instances, even derech lichluch, not to wipe on a towel. They say the Chazon Ish was choshesh for this chumrah. That the Chazon Ish was choshesh, that in all cases, even derech lichluch, we would say shir yoso zehu kibuso, and therefore, tov l'nagvam bekach. There is a machlokis of how the mechaber paskins, where the mechaber holds of this din l'chatzila. Either way, clearly mikra d'dina, according to most poskim, the mechaber already said that it's asur only in the case of when the garment is dirty, which sounds like he passes like the first day, and that's the Magen Avram, that even once the garment is clean, it's going to be mutter. The question is whether lechatchila, the mechaber held this way. Chacham Avadia said the mechaber didn't, and he has rayas for this, and the Minchas Ava from Rav Levi, another great Sephardic posek, held that the mechaber did. Okay, so these are the basic halachos that come out from Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso. We have a little more time before Ma'ariv, huh? Let's begin a new halacha. Let's go to Sif Yud Beis. Let's skip Yud Aleph. It's not really too relevant. Let's go to Sif Yud Beis. Asur L'Nagev Kos. Another iser that, at first glance, the Mechaber is different than what our custom is. Aslan Nagiv Kos, it's prohibited to dry a utensil, Shahaya Bo Mayim, O Yayim Bimapa, Mishum Dasil Zeskit. You ever heard of this Chumrah? Question is why you didn't hear of this. That is, it's prohibited to dry. Now you know why you didn't offer at home to help to wash the dishes at home. Now you know why. But the truth is it's going to be mutter to help out in general, and even to wash the dishes on Shabbat. But you have to get. We have to deal with this mechaber. The mechaber says it's prohibited to dry a kos that has mayim because we're afraid you're coming day shechita. This is again from that same Maharami Rutenberg. Once we learned from the Maharami Rutenberg that we're afraid that when it comes to any garment, shir yaso zehu kibuso, even if it's not dirty, so too. Therefore, the halacha would be, at first glance, that it's asur l'nagev kos that has mayim because you can come l'idei shechita. This water, the Magen Avram points out, is clean water. So you don't have the heter of derech lichluch, and therefore, according to the Marami Rutenberg, it's asur. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says it's asur da'asi l'idei shechita. The Shulchan Aruch says that's asur because we're afraid that you're going to come to be sochet afterwards. If you look up the Tshuvas Marami Rutenberg, he himself says that's asur de schita as well as asur atu libun. He says both shashos. The Magen Avram, as understood by the Machzis HaShekel, explains that the reason why he took out the libun, the mechaber, is because the mechaber is not worried about libun. Because the mechaber holds that only a dirty garment is going to be subject to it. However, the Magen Avram, the Maharam himself, holds that the Isser is not only Atu Schita, but also Atu Libun, and we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us an Eitza that will even help according to the Maharam Mirutemberg. But now let's go back to the Mechaber. Yes?
He's not going with the Chumrah of
Yehuda? That's right. It's not going, according to Magen Avram, he's not going with the
Chumrah. So he said the Chumrah, now he's backing out.
Correct. That's how the Magen Avram understands it. Take a look at the Machzis HaShekel on that Magen Avram. So now let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is concerned that the chshash is that you're going to come l'idei shechita. He's not concerned about libun because this garment wasn't dirty, but he is concerned about coming to Schita. So in regards to this concern about coming to Schita, the question becomes, today, why are you allowed to wash dishes? So first of all, you'd be allowed to wash dishes. The only problem, by the way, what about Borer on dishes? So Rav Moshe Feinstein points out to the Farish Gemara, that's not considered separating. Even though you're washing off the other stuff, that's not a taruva. Something that's sitting on top of the dish is not considered Borer. So Borer we've taken care of. So you can wash dishes on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah for you to wash dishes. Now the only shaila is, are you allowed to dry the dishes, or are you to allow it to be air dried? So it would seem from the Mechaber that it's Asr Atuli Dei Schita. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Nun Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rasaloma, Afila Poskim Le'il B'Sif Tes, Deloam Rina B'Zeh Shir Yasa Zeh Kibuso, even according to those who say that we don't say Shir Yasa Zeh Kibuso, Mishum Da'amata Yenokim Itchila V'Loya Ba'Lichluch, because the towel was clean from the beginning, it wasn't in Lichluch, V'Gam De'Kinuach Zeh Derech Lichluchu V'Lo Derech Kibus. And also this kinuach is only derech lichluch, afilu achi asur, nevertheless it's asur, mishum shema yavu lidei schita. So even though there's no problem with kibbutz, we're concerned about schita. So bottom line, we didn't get the bottom line. Bottom line, what's the halacha going to be in regards to drying? Ubechuvas radvas, kosel inyi niguv kosakara, da'olam ein azarim bezeh. We are not machbid about this. We're machbid to help out at home. Olam nizarim to help out at home. But we're not machbid with this mechaber about drying. Why? The ain dovlik b'dofnei klei mayim kol kach shi'aladei schita. Because there's only a small amount of water that goes into the towel, and we're not concerned that it'll be enough for you to do schita on it. And therefore, he says, if you've been washing so many dishes that you could go on the day schita. So then you shouldn't continue drying the dishes. So this you could say to your mother, up until the point that the towel is going to be so wet that you'll come l'day schita. But your mother is going to be right to ask you to continue, because your mother will say the next line of the Mishnah Berurah, where she's going to say, ubismartut ha-miyuchad l'kach. She's going to say, but this towel, this is miyuchad for drying. And therefore, when are you going to come to squeeze out? You're going to come to squeeze out when you're using your own sweater to dry something. So then, in such a case, you don't want your sweater to be wet. But a towel that's normally used, ubismartut ha-miyuchad l'kach, shei makos also l'kulei alma shari, according to everybody, it's going to be permissible. If you're not makos also, so then for everybody, it's going to be permissible. This is the line where the Mishnah Berurah says. So there's another reason to be matter. So number one, if it's a small amount of water, it's mutter. Number two, it's a smart dam yuchalakah, it's mutter. And number three, the Be'er Halacha comes along, Dibra Machlum Mishum, and he quotes a Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram there says that this whole halacha was only being spoken about in regards to a tight glass. Like, for example, this bottle. That to get inside the bottle, you got to squeeze the towel inside. And what was the Marami Rutenberg chash? His chash was that you're going to come l'day schita when you're trying to pull it out. When you're trying to pull out the towel, then there's going to be water that's going to come out. That's going to be the Shema Yavo L'day Schita. That's where we're going to have the concern that it's going to come L'day Schita. This is the third concern, and the third heter, and this is the most expansive heter. So this heter says that the whole chash only applied in this instance. I'm not so sure whether it's Mukhlach in the Marami Rutenberg, whether he learned that way. That's how the Magen Avram comes out according to the Mechaber. Anyhow, we pointed out that Bepashas, we don't paskin like this Marami Rutenberg, as we mentioned earlier. Bottom line, permissible to dry dishes for one of three reasons. Number one, small amount of water, you won't come l'day schita. Number two, even if it's a large amount of water, you lose heter number one, but we have heter number two, and heter number two is that you have a smartus hamiyuchah lekach, and that will be the best heter, to have a special towel that's used, and not to use a different type of garment that sometimes you would want to come to squeeze. Or heter number three is that the whole halacha was only applied to a narrow keli.
Yeah.